Module 7, Online Networking Tools. Various online networking tools are available for your use. Given the number of networking tools available, you are sure to find something that will help you build and maintain your network. Internet tools that are commonly used include social networks, blogs, chat rooms, and email. Each one of these tools will make your connections in cyberspace easier to monitor. Social networks. Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter are the three networks commonly used in business. Each one has its own strengths. Facebook. Although it was originally created for college students, Facebook is now a tool that many business professionals use. The site allows users to upload comments, images, and video. You connect to people on Facebook when you make friend requests that are accepted. Friending people gives you access to their profiles. Twitter, often called a microblog. Twitter provides brief communication. You upload tweets, but they are limited to 140 characters each. You connect to other people by following them, and they can follow you. Most of the communication is public. You can label conversation topics using hashtags. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a professional social network. Like a resume, profiles include areas of expertise and work history. Once you link with professional connections, you can publicly endorse them, and they can endorse you. Note, do not post anything on social media you do not want shared. With each social network, you run the risk of oversharing. If you have any doubt that something is inappropriate, don't post it. Blogs. A blog provides a platform that allows you to showcase your expertise and attract contacts. Blogs are useful networking tools because entries can be shared. The comments section also allows you to communicate with connections. Tips to networking with blogs. Limit posts to topics that you are comfortable with. Link blog posts to social media and other sites. Begin a dialogue by commenting on blogs written by other people. Share your connections' blog posts. Interview contacts as experts for your blog. Chat rooms. Chat rooms require more direct interactions than most social networks do. Many chat rooms are online meeting places where people discuss different topics. They are helpful for making contacts because most of the people you meet in chat rooms will share your interests. There are numerous chat rooms available to join. You simply need to choose one that has a topic you're interested in and find a conversation thread that looks promising. You should ask your peers and contacts if they frequent any chat rooms. Remember that people behave better in some chat rooms than others. If you find a chat room where people do not communicate respectfully, leave it and find one where people are better behaved. Email. Email is a familiar networking tool. Probably the tool that is most often used, email is useful for both personal and professional use. Email is beneficial because it allows you to maintain contact with the people in your network without invading their privacy. There are a few tips you need to remember when using email. Have a clear topic and include it in the subject line. Send individualized emails when possible. Be brief. Keep emails around 150 words. Be helpful. Don't simply ask for things. While emails are effective, they should not be your only method of communication. It is necessary to connect with people in different ways. Case study. Kathy is connected to Fran on a social network. Kathy liked Fran, but some of Fran's posts made her uncomfortable. Fran tended to share personal information. Every change in mood was listed. She also discussed her conflicts with other people on the network. Kathy felt uncomfortable posting online because Fran always found a way to turn it into something negative. Kathy was torn. She enjoyed Fran's company in person, but the Fran online was terribly negative. Kathy considered unfriending Fran, but she was afraid of how it would affect their relationship.